Deadlines, exams, constant pressure. Stress can feel like it's everywhere. But staying calm doesn't have to be impossible. Really Calm can help relieve feelings of stress by inducing a relaxing effect without drowsiness. Fast acting within 30 minutes. It's calm when you need it most. Stay calm. Stay you. Choose Really Calm, because your peace of mind matters. Visit reallycalm.co.za for more.
What's up? It's Coolie Chana.
How many more licks will it take till I get to the Senegada? Cause I've been at it since the podcast 18.
Yo, this is your boy Ricky Rich.
Oh, I love a Zulu girl. Oh, I say, oh, 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 I love a Zulu girl.
This is Quest at the Deck Off.
There's something good.
I'm at all the stars.
I feel the
all the hits.
Yeah, I love you.
This is Madiba's Radio.
Hey guys, what is up? Okay, yes. You are listening to Umivuyo Nkwenkwe on the Diba Drive, where we serve you
The hottest
news. Okay, the best entertainment stories.
Yeah.
We are sitting with?
Yes, it is Bongekile Wakavumisa, Miss Pretty Ella right here on Madiba's Radio.
Hi,
it
bro.
Is the Diva Drive. Once
exactly.
again, we're back again together.
Exactly.
Together. For the fact that you and I only recorded one podcast together is very wrong and very unfair.
Listen,
very unfair.
It's tuggle, been a good one.
Yeah,
goodness.
It has been.
Listen, another week of an episode of Diva yes. Drive on Madiba's Radio, where we yeah. connect, yeah. inform, and engage. How
yes,
are
course.
You feeling?
I am feeling amazing. Mm-hmm. Last week was my most hectic week ever. It was my test week. I had assignments to submit. It was just crazy. But mm-hmm. like when it said weekend, I was like, okay, you know what? Now yeah. it's time for me to relax. But there's no relaxing because
there's
the exams
no
are around the corner.
Yeah.
The exams
oh
are
goodness.
Around the corner, guys. We have to prepare for the last time.
We do.
We need to lock in for the last time.
Exactly.
So yeah, but other than that, guys, we are here to bring you nothing but the fire.
Yeah.
You can see Gqeberha is warming up to the heat.
Listen,
like
it's
other provinces.
Hotter.
Yes,
day.
I love it. I absolutely love it because mm-hmm. I am always wearing a jersey. And today I was like, I'm coming on campus, and I'm not,
exactly.
I'm not carrying any
no
jersey,
jersey
with me.
Today.
I'm just coming. I can see you even showing your shoulders.
Say,
I mean,
oh my goodness!
You look so nice, by the way.
Thank you so much. On my end,
yeah,
I'm certainly feeling the year-end fatigue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yo,
especially
we are so
amidst
tired.
Exam time coming.
Yeah.
I am exhausted and I still need to push myself further.
Yes.
And
for the last time, actually.
For the last time.
For the last
the
time
last
this
push.
Year. This year.
This year.
Because we still have... You still have like 1 or 2 years remaining yet at
No, it's the final year, Joe.
It's the final year. Oh my word.
But next year, yeah, we are for the Madiba's Radio.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I'm so happy.
But, yeah.
I'm so happy for you since you're saying it's the last year. Me, I have like 2 years.
Shucks.
Oh, my word.
Oh, my goodness.
If I get through this year, I'll have 2 years. So, yeah.
Okay, valid. Valid.
Yeah. So, guys, we have a lot of stuff going on
Definitely.
Today. Getting straight into the scoop of the day.
Listen, the scoop of the day.
The scoop
where
of the day.
We give you guys what's trending
yes.
and making the headlines.
Yes.
Okay? And this time we have Umis Hawekazi
Mazaleni,
who was pronounced Miss South Africa 2025 this past weekend.
Our queen.
Hi, bo.
I absolutely love it, bro.
Absolutely. I love it so
she
much.
She is so pretty.
Listen.
She is so pretty. I was actually looking at her because mm-hmm. I didn't get the chance to actually watch Miss South Africa. I'm really sorry.
Valid.
I'm sorry. But when I actually was looking at her, I was like, damn, this girl is so pretty. Like all of the of the top 10, the
Definitely.
Miss South Africa entrants, they were so pretty.
Yes.
I loved them, all of them. But when I see her smiling, I have to say I'm
She's
so
beautiful.
Obsessed with her smile. She's
yes.
absolutely gorgeous.
Definitely. Listen,
yeah.
Miss SA Wama 2K.
Yes. Hey, okay. Listen, the first one.
Yes, the first 2K. Yeah. Okay. She lives out her name. Uli Kawekazi Lemzansi Africa.
I was actually thinking about her name. I was like, wow, so her mom or her father decided to name her Kawekazi.
Exactly.
Ah, that's a beautiful name.
So Kawekazi Mazaleni, a 24-year-old speech therapist from Emonti, was crowned Miss South Africa this past weekend.
Yes.
So during her final address on stage, she shared her mission with the audience and judges, which is to break the cycle of unemployment.
Yes, I heard
that. It is by starting with root causes, which is Kwabantwana.
Yes, because she did mention the fact about, this thing of that once trended about grade four learners struggling to read and whatsoever. Mm. She did mention that. So when she spoke about that, I was like, maybe it's high time that we actually have a Miss South Africa who's actually going to get into that problem and try to make I don't know, movements of actually fixing such problems that we face as South Africans, you know. So, Queen Kawekazi succeeds Umia Leru, who was our Miss SA 2024.
Yes.
And the first runner-up gay princess was Uluyanda Zuma, another beautiful lady.
Yes, definitely.
And coming from KwaZulu Natal, 23-year-old. And our second princess was Ukarabo Masego, 24-year-old, 27-year-old rather, from Alexandra, Johannesburg. I think one of the things that people were speaking about on social media, Ukarabo quite bashed education and quite gave we need to be creative as young people.
Yeah.
Gave it more spotlight. So for them, that is one of the things that didn't actually make her win.
I get you and I get them. For me, especially now, education is styling I. You know,
that's true.
Need to be educated to make it, you know, now. Mm. Whether it's educating yourself in the entrepreneurship or the business sector which you want to be in, which is good and well, but like you do need to stay educated in these days, definitely. Mm. I think one thing I love about Kawekazi is that she has been putting in the work even before Miss SA. She has her book out, which is Amasela Amdaka, and
she has a book. Oh wow!
Listen,
guys. Oh man,
Amasela Amdaka, and she has made it her mission to translate it into every language available in South Africa.
Wow, listen, that's quite really amazing.
I love her down.
So, something that I've heard about her, I think you've also mentioned, Uba, she holds a degree in speech, language, and hearing therapy from Stellenbosch University. Yes. And she's definitely not stopping there as a pursuer in postgrad studies, as she's very passionate about inclusive education and bridging linguistic and cultural gaps in accessing to speech therapy and communication support in South Africa.
Listen, you have to love Kawekazi.
Yeah.
You don't have a choice.
The Miss South Africans that we've had, man, they're so amazing.
They are so amazing. Listen, we have the best women in South Africa.
Yes, we do.
Not even gonna lie to you.
We do have. But I think there was some sort of controversy about the people who are hosting Miss South Africa.
Okay, valid.
I would like us to get a bit on that because Nomalanga Shozi, the Flame, was the host. And people were comparing her to Bonang Matheba. I was like, hey, guys, matter why, since I'm just singing about South Africans.
Listen.
Because I feel like for her, she's so good. But we can't compare to Bonang.
Cannot compare her to anyone.
Exactly. She's also good. And I mean, speaking of another, I think Pamela Mtanga was co-hosting. She was killing it, absolutely. I absolutely loved her. And for the fact that she actually comes here, she's the alumni
of Nelson Mandela University.
So I absolutely love that, Shema. I absolutely did love that.
Listen, I didn't appreciate the fact that they downplayed a role that Nomalanga played that night. Because they were saying that they would have wished Pamela was the main host, all in all. I feel like, guys, if Nomalanga wants to read cue cards when she's presenting, let her read cue cards.
This is
an opportunity that was given to her because she has what it takes.
Yeah.
And the night was amazing at the end of the day. Yeah, well,
yeah, it was.
And just like,
and for the fact that I think for Nomalanga, it was an opportunity for her that she was always waiting for. Mm. I think hosting Mr. Say is yes. such a big gig for everyone.
It is that a huge gig.
I think a presenter, a host, would want to actually be on that stage.
I get
stand there and host the whole entire show.
Mm.
And I think for Pamela Mtanga, time is coming. Time is definitely coming for her. She will be, one day she will be on that stage.
Definitely.
And you guys can actually root for her. But yes. Manje, let's give flowers to Nomalanga Shirzi for definitely. Doing a wonderful job. And of course, flowers to our beautiful queen,
Kawegazi
Mazaleni.
Listen, I think another aspect that I didn't like after Kawegazi won was the whole debate about her win. As Miss South Africa, it became all of a sudden about tribalism and hair.
I saw that.
How bakithi? All of a sudden, you know, people were like, "Pagama mxhosa."
I saw that.
Of which valid because usuka apha empuma
kolo. Yes, I mean we're supposed to do that, but also
it became about uguluva.
Yes, I heard people
tribalism
saying
tribalism. J boom, 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 and then it was about short people winning.
You lied. They even mentioned that.
I kid you not.
Wow.
I kid you not.
I heard that they were actually compared. Some people were like, guys, don't compare Miss South Africa to Big Brother Mzansi. This is not Big Brother
exactly.
Mzansi.
Exactly.
Yes, Atlali, guys. We're trying to choose a person here who's going to be the face of the country, basically.
Exactly.
Who's going to represent the country
and
in all
Kawegazi embodies that as a whole.
Yes, exactly. So, guys, let's just celebrate with her and honor her
for
this crown that she has received and stop bashing her, guys.
Exactly. The runner-ups were just as amazing.
Yes, they were.
But Kawegazi made the cut.
Yes.
And that's it.
That's it.
And it's final.
That's the final, guys.
Exactly.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. I love it. Listen.
So, Lalela, hey guys, hey, because we're coming to the NMU. We've got stars coming out of the Eastern Cape. We've got stars coming out of NMU. I mean,
but most actresses and people that have big names come from the Eastern Cape.
And I hate it so much because Tina, like NMU, I feel like we're not given the spotlight, guys.
I get
like,
you.
Like, we're the biggest and baddest university ever because the people that we actually like. Bring the university,
hey,
the people that actually brought out here.
Mm.
They're absolutely amazing.
They are.
But speaking of that, so eSupersport launched a nationwide talent hunt for fresh podcasters and commentators, voices and personalities with strong sports knowledge, on-air presence and multi-platform potential. And man, they actually find what they're actually looking for.
Yes.
So after like thousands of entries, over 2,500 across the country, including universities, University of Cape Town, UKZN, and of course Nelson Mandela University.
I remember they popped up here.
Yes, I was in rest. Ifomo ingenzani. Ifomo ngithawo kwasi am. Why kungashongo kuthi
bay. Dasakaya. Dandizixeba andizuza.
Yo sana.
Sana, it was in front of Pam Gabantu.
Yo.
And I that never stopped Kotole Rumine that and is.
But you wanted to be there, ne?
Definitely.
Yo, I also wanted to saw people posting on their status.
Yeah.
I was like, guys, Hope Mbele is here. And
listen.
I'm at what do you mean?
I said.
And I remember like Sherith texted me and was like, yo, I just saw Hope Mbele.
Yeah.
And I wanted to greet her.
Oh,
I'm like,
my goodness.
What do you mean you wanted to? You didn't greet her.
You should have.
Yeah, but so the number then actually got trimmed down to a top 100, top 30, and now we have our top 20 finalists.
Hi, bo.
Including Lesupa Laruna, Mo Madiba's Radio, Ribone Chobani.
Oh, lovely. One of our own.
Yes, it's absolutely amazing. Like,
it definitely
absolutely
is.
Love it for her.
Mm.
I remember when it was sports day here.
Yeah.
It was absolutely amazing meeting up with her and actually being around her,
definitely.
Not knowing about at this time of the year, she would be sort of like be on such a big stage.
Exactly.
I mean, being on SuperSport for me, I feel like it would be the biggest achievement.
Listen,
for everyone.
It is huge.
Yeah, it is.
She was my team leader on that day, Gesan.
Really? Oh, you were on the red team. I remember.
Red team. Listen,
and you guys were so competitive.
Exactly.
It's absolutely
she has it in her shim. I think this definitely. inspires us as students and people in Jay who are looking to be in the presenter field and the media field as a whole. But it's possible.
It is possible.
I mean, she is one of our own. Mm. And listen, watching her on TV was gold.
She's killing it. I actually looked at one of her clips. She was absolutely killing it.
Absolutely
amazing.
She was
like bringing it. You couldn't see that she was nervous. I don't think she was nervous.
She probably was.
Maybe.
But listen, she looked the part. Mm. She looked beautiful. Yeah. Okay. She presented so well. On the spot.
Mm. Yes. On the spot. I could never.
Listen.
I need my cue cards.
Oh my goodness. But she did so amazing.
Yes. She did so amazing.
Listen, my heart was shaking. Oh, baby city. Unfortunately, Ngati, you made it. How?
Yes, I saw her reaction on her face. She was like,
oh my goodness. Yeah. That was so amazing.
Yeah. So good luck to her, man. Good luck to her. We're rooting for you, girl. We are rooting for you. So what's next now? So the top 20, they're in Joburg, of course. Mm-hmm. So there is going to be an intensive draft camp or training camp at the headquarters of Supersport, where they will be facing real hardcore broadcasting challenges, studio segments, field reporting, live commentary, and also mentorship from the big names, such as Thomas Mlambo.
Hi, bro.
Carol Chavalala. Hey. Honey, listen. Listen, if I had an opportunity to actually go to Joburg and actually hobnob with those kind of people,
it definitely is in the future.
Yes.
It will happen in the future.
I mean, anything can actually happen. I mean, you're already appearing on big screens such as Supersport.
Exactly.
Anything can actually happen for you.
I know. I'm definitely super proud of her.
Yeah.
She's doing amazing for herself.
Yes. So, guys, please, can we actually just offer support to Uribone Chobane and actually watch the show every Sunday at 9 p.m. on Supersport Variety 4, DSTV 209 and Mzansi Magic DSTV 161. So go and watch as they narrow it down to like the top 10 and see who will be the final top 3 and who will take the title of the MVP.
Listen, NMU, Madiba's Radio, and the whole of the Eastern Cape is backing her up.
Yes, listen, we are backing you up, girl.
Definitely. Mm. So, let's ease into our Diba Convo for the day.
Yes.
Okay, standard procedure.
Let us do.
Let's converse, my babe. So, the question that we have for today
is,
what do we actually benefit from big international artists coming to do shows la eMzansi?
Oh, that's a quite big question.
It is a huge question.
I mean, we've had Summer Walker, right?
Definitely.
Had Travis Scott.
We've had Chris Brown.
Huge. And I think next year we're going to be having Mariah the Scientist. We've also had Lauryn Hill
coming to South Africa.
So
as well as Jill Scott and Gunna as well.
Yes, I've heard. So I think one of the things that we actually benefit from that, other than entertainment, I don't know. Absolutely. I think for me, it's entertainment, guys. I think it's entertainment because sometimes I think someone once mentioned about, I can actually see your Casp in your vest and maybe your Aries, like every day of the month or whenever there's an event. I know I can travel to another province if I want to see them or whatever. Yeah. Maybe at a concert, at a festival, whatever. Mm. But when it comes to those big international artists, you only get to see them once, bro, when they come to your country. And I think this year has been the biggest year where we've had like big international artists, like these people that have actually came,
because it's getting bigger.
Yes, it is getting bigger. Yeah. It is. And for me, I think we benefit as much as music lovers, people who actually love music.
Yeah,
that's how we actually benefit. That's how I actually see it. Like the entertainment, man, we're getting it on another level.
Definitely. Yeah. You know what, we are on the same page in terms of that. I think it grants us an opportunity to see these artists from our phones
performing live
of our faces, you know, which we don't get every year, which we don't get every day. And I think it's a huge breather, man, for students. Because there's a lot of, depressing things going on in the country. And, having all of these Kumkwazo Summer Walker.
Yes.
No Ghana. No Yay.
Yes.
Maybe. Allegedly.
Yes.
You know, it's huge.
Mm.
And it does serve as entertainment for each and every one of us.
Yes. I think it offers also for those, maybe like, I could say like in terms of like our, maybe in some time, in terms of like our economy.
Yeah.
For them coming here into the country.
In maybe it does, GDP.
Yes. Maybe it does actually contribute somehow. I don't
do
know.
I do think so.
Yeah. But like in terms of entertainment, guys, I feel like we are actually getting the things that we actually want as South Africans.
Yeah.
You know? Because we can see our local artists every day of the of the year, possibly, right? But you won't be able to see Summer Walker maybe twice a year. Mm. You won't be able to see Travis Scott.
I get you. You know?
So it's quite really amazing for them coming into South Africa. Mm. And we hope many more actually would come. And also Nicki Minaj, people have been saying...
Oh, guys, makaze, man.
People have been asking for her. And I think she did hint to where she might be
She's
coming.
She's been hinting for years.
Yeah, she has been. Eish, Maroni.
Makate Azena. Yeah, Angazi same dala. Ingakwa no chai. Listen. Even not Drake. I feel like he should come now.
Yeah, Drake should also come. Mm. Yeah, before. But I feel like Drake has lost his spark ever since he got dissed by Kendrick Lamar.
Definitely. Listen, I'm not a fan at all.
I'm like, boy, what's happening with you? Do you need therapy or what?
Uzazokuluma trepatre. Aba. Something itina. Aungeke, guys.
Yeah.
But I think also... is a big international artists do help local artists mhlambe ezincinci okanye ezifuna performer as like startups ziyabanceda sibafake estageini to get recognition from fans abo ezininzi.
And it's quite really amazing too for them.
Definitely.
It definitely
is amazing. Listen, it all ties together with Historis Kaye.
Oh, yeah, you did mention and you said allegedly.
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 Listen, Kanye West, he was supposed to come to South Africa on the 13th of December.
Okay.
So the question that the whole country is asking is he still coming?
Dun, 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 dun.
Dun, 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 dun. Okay. Listen,
yeah.
The organizers, though, did put out a statement to confirm that the show is still going to go on.
Oh, okay.
Ellis Park. And the, you know, they mentioned that all of the allegations that were online were false.
Yeah.
And that the show is still going on.
Mm.
But a contract between Bona and Noye is still going.
Mm.
And there hasn't been breach of contract or any sorts. So basically... the allegations or the angaz no kuthi ama health scare or what, but like people were concerned that he is not coming to South Africa because he hasn't confirmed anything. And there was specifically a TikTok creator by the name of Mash Not Potatoes who had a lot to say about the event and its organizers, and he concluded that it was a scam.
Oh, so they're like scamming people.
Yeah. Oof. That's what they concluded. Man. Allegedly, though.
Mm.
And you know what? He has a huge platform and the video did reach me.
Yeah.
And I was like, yo,
But I think because you've said that they actually put out a statement about
they did.
Is actually still coming to South Africa. And I'm sure it's 500 trillion shem. Yeah, visa. But I know my South Africans, they pull up no matter what.
They do. Listen, Gota, I think one of the concerns were that the show doesn't have, you know, media coverage
enough
and brands that are sponsoring the show. Umzekelo, Travis Scott had Heineken and all these other brands that were sponsoring the show.
Yeah.
Lena doesn't have, you know, brands that are sponsoring the show.
Yeah.
And apparently, allegedly, this is from Musa Kawola's ex account. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
That's my source. So allegedly, out of the 60,000 tickets that are supposed to be sold for the show, only 6,000. Were sold.
For a big artist like Ye, guys,
for
come
a big
on.
Artist like Ye. But I do understand because of the unpredictability of the artist himself and, you know,
because I also organizers. Once heard when it was like there was this time Burna Boy was actually going to come to South Africa,
yeah,
and the whole event actually got cancelled. I think it was Burna Boy, Arista, and also Thames, I don't remember, mm-hmm. but the event actually got cancelled and yeah. people didn't get their refunds.
Sharks.
So I think maybe people are quite like hesitant about buying a matigiti for the actual concert.
Yeah,
and of course, man, I feel like when it comes to the people actually organize these concerts,
yes,
they don't put much energy, because we've once heard an incident of Usama Okuba. She only performed for like iskachane
sincane,
and she got removed,
and that
she
was told just to, recently.
Yes, she was told to get off stage.
Yeah,
so like I feel like when it comes to the people who are actually the ones in charge of preparing these events,
yeah,
they should put much more energy, man, and making Definitely. Sure Uba, these artists perform for the more time, and also tickets are sold, guys. Like, come on, media coverage, do your stuff, guys. You know,
listen. Mm. But I also think another issue that I have is that we are not used to events as whole Dwango, specifically Monyake Group.
Mm.
So we don't want to be scammed, know, and to have imalesis batale is kekemvula zemalesis bataleyo, whereas we're not promised a refund. The Hey Neighbor situation is still going on. People have tens of thousands of rands, pakwe Hey Neighbor, and they're not able to get a refund right now.
I don't know what is really happening, like, with people who are organizing these events in South Africa. Like, I really don't understand. For Hey Neighbor is such a big event.
Exactly.
Big concerts in South Africa. So why would something like that will be still dragging on till today, till this time of the year? Why hasn't it been solved?
I really don't understand,
because, guys, these matters should be actually solved, because Tina, as people who love these artists, want to go to these shows.
Definitely.
Of course, when they come and say Doja Cat is coming to South Africa,
yes,
we want to buy a ticket.
Exactly.
And then Doja Cat is not coming to South Africa. Can you get our refund? We're not getting our refund.
Might be simple.
Yes, let it be simple, guys, for us. And also, in terms of, like, as you said, about only 6,000 tickets have been sold.
Allegedly. Yes.
But guys, come on. I know you guys love Ye.
Listen, we love Ye, but, like, out of fear of being scammed. Yeah. My goodness. We've been scammed a lot as a country this year.
But has he released some music? I haven't heard anything from Ye, guys. Has he?
How gaily.
I don't know. Like, guys, I'm not a big fan of Yeshem. I won't lie.
But he does have good music. And obviously, if he were to come to South Africa, you know, for reals, Azenyangala 13.
Yeah.
You know what? I think it would be great if he started with his old hits.
Old hits, nay.
Definitely.
But, like, I'm not sure about, man. Like, he's kind of different now.
How?
He's kind of different. Like, is Ye okay? Or is he missing Kim Kardashian?
You're to me. Good to watch me. Uza figure pockets on stage. About Nikki Pep's talk.
I win.
The memes are hilarious. Yeah. I genuinely do hope that things, you know, turn out for Monyake Group.
Yeah.
And I hopefully. Hope for their sake that he actually does show up.
I hope so too.
Yeah. Mm. If he does arrive in the country and we see Ugoti, ulapha ekhandrin, I think abantu who are in and around the area at Joburg are going to buy tickets on the day. Certainly. Mm.
Yeah. And I think people should do, because Ellis Park is at Joburg now. So I think people should just come out, guys, buy tickets and go and enjoy. Because maybe it's his last time coming to South Africa.
Hey.
You know, in terms of, like, his music. Because I haven't heard, like, new tracks coming from him. So maybe he might just retire. You know, these artists.
And not a lot of tours as well.
Yes. I've also heard Nicki Minaj hinting about she's leaving music.
And she needs to leave Twitter. Girl, nah. She needs to leave Twitter first.
Yeah,
then we can talk. Oh, nigga, guys. No.
Oh, madam, Nicki Minaj. I absolutely love her. Mm-hmm. I absolutely love her. I so wish that she could actually come to South Africa one day.
Definitely.
But for me, it was when they announced that Mariah Carey is coming to South Africa next year on the 2nd of January. I was like,
Mariah the scientist.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I absolutely love this girl.
Listen, I am a lover girl through and through, and I have to go see her. In fact, the tickets are going live on Wednesday.
Really?
I'm going to be there on the forefront.
I mean.
And I have to get a ticket because ngifuna ucula u Is It a Crime.
Oh.
Girl, don't tell me. That's so my favorite
what?
Song.
I fell, you fell in love. Man, you fall in love in front of me.
But apparently she's trying to heal from Young Thug.
And you know what? Valid. That man did her dirty.
But are they still dating, though?
Listen, I'm not sure. But you know what? She seems happier. She seems brighter than she was with the person. So I don't think she's with him. If she is with him, though, because she's stuck by him through and through.
Yes, and they've been together. The guy went to jail through a trial.
And she was there.
She was there.
There's been multiple videos leaked from his, you know, jail calls and stuff. Mm. And he's been bad-mouthing her, but she was there. She stood by that man. So I don't know if she's left him or not.
This thing of love is not to make sure.
Ingat, it's a scam.
It's a scam. No, guys, because what do you mean?
Guys. But I hope she does come.
Yeah, I hope she does come. They don't cancel her.
Exactly.
Yeah, I absolutely.
And I hope Kanye does come as well.
Yeah,
and
hopefully.
I hope he proves his fans, you know, wrong.
Yeah.
Because all of his fans think he isn't coming. Even though they bought the ticket. They don't think that he's coming.
How much was the ticket, Vel? How much was the ticket? Do you know?
I haven't checked the price.
The prices. But I'm not, I don't think it's above 1,000.
Eh?
Like your general tickets. I don't think it's above 1,000. Maybe it's boma 500.
How ngeke?
600.
No, bye. Not Joburg, my babe.
Yeah, de.
How ngeke?
Yeah, but okay, I wanted to ask you one more thing, Mev's name. I mean, we're approaching the exams. They're starting about in like 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if people have started or anything. Studying.
No, I don't think so.
I hope people have started studying, guys.
Oh, definitely. Kala manje.
Kala manje. Ndaba yama last minute, it won't work for you. But I wanted to ask to our listeners, what could be the advice that you could actually give to them, those who are going to be writing their final exams, and for those who are going to be writing their first ever exams as first years, what could be your advice to them?
I think on both sides of the spectrum,
you
need to relax.
Yeah.
Don't stress. Stress, and you will either write the incorrect thing or learn the incorrect thing. So relax, Paula.
Yeah.
I think what will make you relax even more is starting to study far earlier than, you know, data kuyokubhala.
Yeah.
And then eat wethu. Just lambisa before uyobhala. I think for me personally, indlala indenza ndirake, guys, no. Like, I can't have
same
ipepa ngapha and then ngapha.
Like, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, bo? It doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
So, definitely eat well.
Yeah.
Study, obviously, well ahead of time.
Yeah.
Relax. The content that you've studied is going to stay in your head.
Yes.
Sleep and rest well, because ngena xesha ulala uzawuphupha ngeanswers uphupha ngayo yonke le nto uyifundileyo. If awulali, andiyazi ke uba uzalufumana nini ixesha lophupha iansers.
There's this thing where you have to like start, you study, and then you go to sleep. And then when you like trying to doze off, and then you ask yourself a question, and then you find yourself that you don't remember the answer.
Shucks.
You know what I usually do when I'm in that situation? I just sleep it off, because I'm like, you know what? I'll just see in the morning.
How good.
Because like, why? I've been studying for hours and you say my brain doesn't remember.
Oh my goodness, girl.
But for me, it's to relax, obviously. Guys,
definitely.
Let's just relax. Don't panic. See, when you start to panic, blackouts happen.
Definitely.
Blackouts. You start to black out in the exam room. Now you're panicking. Just don't panic. Relax. Start studying now.
Yeah.
You know your modules, guys. There's some modules that you need to make sure. And you know where you're lacking.
You do.
You know where you're lacking.
Yes.
Stop like saying, but okay, when I arrive at the exam, I'm just going to work for 5% or 10%. That will work. Just make sure that when you study for the whole entire 100% for you to pass.
Yeah.
And with a distinction.
Exactly.
In that, because I know I just want to pass with 50% and move on with my life. No, you need a distinction.
50% again, then what?
Exactly. What happens?
Don't
what
aim happens? For the bare minimum.
Yes.
Aim for whatever highest that you know you can do.
Yes.
And work towards that.
Yes, work towards that and make sure that you do hydrate, drink some water.
Exactly.
Stay away. For me, like energy drinks, I think we need to speak about the energy drinks, guys. How does that thing right work? Guys, I don't drink them, Shem. Mm-hmm. You'd never find me having an energy drink. I'll just drink water or eat juice and then start studying. Because like valid. I feel like it doesn't work for me. It's mm-hmm. just similar to eat juice in the energy drink. I don't understand how people get energy from that.
I get you. I do drink them occasionally.
Yes, you're a big fan of Red Bull.
Oh, mm-hmm. my goodness.
I know.
Marang tandi taste, guys.
Yeah.
Even if banon denzela e juice yala specific flavor in the tanda, that would be great.
Yeah.
But I don't. Okay. Mm. The first time I drank Red Bull, in the gym, yasokoma.
Really?
My body was vibrating. Jay, and even now when I do drink it,
energy.
Mm. I don't think they should be overdone though.
Yes.
I don't think you should do a packet, what's this?
Turbovite or
yes, a packet of Turbovite. We mix in a Bioplus, mix in a Red Bull.
Yeah.
That's unhealthy.
Yeah, super unhealthy.
No, my
And babe. Also coffee, guys. Coffee.
I go through.
Like people, I want to have coffee so that I can stay up all night. Hey, guys.
Nandi, coffee is put up for the flavor.
I win.
It's your cafe latte. I will never suppress myself to go for AMB because I want to stay up. I've tried to drink coffee to stay up. Ndalala. Mm. I tried to drink ET to stay up. Ndalala. Yeah.
For me, it doesn't work, honestly. All of these things, I'm like, guys, if I just want to sleep, I'll sleep.
Very valid.
I'll sleep. But otherwise, guys, if you do use your energy drinks, your turbovites, your whatever.
Don't overdo it.
Ne? Just use it ngendlela eraithi so that you can actually focus and allow yourself naturally to focus.
Naturally.
That natural energy. Mm. You know, focus, try to study, and take a break. Take a break. It's not a crime to take a break. It's not a crime.
So what?
Oh
my goodness. Oh my word. It's not a crime. Also, don't mix masala, your energy drinks, please. Yeah.
And also, like, when you eat, make sure that you eat nutritious food. In the noodles.
Hey.
You can't sleep on noodles. Cook.
Hey, come to the car.
Yeah, but cooking is hard, guys. Now
it is. It feels like a chore.
Yes, it feels like a chore,
especially ufundam dasakai. I think
especially for me, it was really hard because where I come from, my mom used to cook. I'm not really a good cook.
Yeah,
so my mom is the one who's like always cooking. I arrived here, it was a total disaster for me because I went from burning onions.
Yeah.
To actually eating food that is full of salt. Guys, but I'm getting better now. Getting better. So
I get you.
Yeah, but guys, good luck. Enjoy your exams.
Definitely.
Enjoy your studying. If you lock in now, after the 2020, when do we close? Yeah.
So
after the 26th, you go home. Some people will be actually, you don't stress because you know that you're locked in. You know your results are going to be fire.
Exactly.
You're going to come back next year with big energy because you've recharged now.
Definitely.
So make sure that you lock in for the last time. It will actually really help you.
Definitely. Yes. Guys. Listen, now it's about that time, your PE plug.
Yes. Okay. What's happening up at PE Eclipse?
The June and Jazz Experience.
Oh, wow. I saw that Tando Z Day.
She's coming. I love her down. Dim Tanda down, guys.
Guys, who doesn't love Tando Z Day? Absolutely. I'm so obsessed with her.
Listen to me.
And also Jabulile Majola or something. Mm. Like all of these new jazz artists are absolutely killing it.
They are killing the game.
Yes.
Tanda specifically Ubreak Wake. And you know what? I'm heartbroken that I don't have a ticket right now.
So the tickets are sold out or what?
They were sold out. Mm. I did see that they are trying to get another venue, a bigger venue, or another day.
Mm.
And that's still up for confirmation because event.
When is it?
It is on the 8th of November, 2025.
Mm.
It's going to be from 2 p.m. to 8 p.m.
Okay.
And the tickets started from 150, but now, you know, sold
sure
out temporarily.
If they actually find a bigger venue.
If they
do
find a bigger venue. You know.
But that will be fine, man. I mean, I feel like jazz for the jazz lovers.
Yes.
And if you've never listened to jazz, man, like the new age jazz, that's how I like to call it. Like, it's absolutely amazing. It sounds absolutely calming.
Definitely.
To the soul. So you guys, please, if they ever, amatigiti, they get sold again.
What again?
Buy them, guys. Go and enjoy. You won't regret it.
Definitely not.
You won't. It's absolutely amazing.
You see?
Yes.
I need advice.
Okay.
This year, I have a situation where she is an acquaintance and someone that I know.
Okay.
However, like she genuinely wants to become, you know, my friend and, you know, within my village and circle of people. But, you know, I like her. But I'm not feeling
the connection.
Her energy. Feeling the connection. I like her as a person, but from afar.
What do you mean in terms of like her energy? What is she? Okay, don't describe her before we expose people. Yeah, okay. Okay.
But I think, listen, a lot of my friends, I know myself to have similarities to them to a certain extent. Obviously, we are very different people, but there's certain things
that
and characteristics
that actually connect you as friends. I understand.
Whether it's personality zethu zifane ngqo or kanye, you know, it's I like their way of dealing with things, and I think we complement each other.
Yeah,
I don't know what it is, but I think there's pretense on her part because I can't seem to clock why, you know,
like she's sort of trying to fit in. Maybe to your squad.
And
umhlelele
la. Oh. And neck. So I don't know how to let the person down easily.
Man.
But I do know that I do not want to befriend.
With her.
Yeah, nah. And, you know.
Oh, my word.
What advice would you give to me in this situation?
I've never told anyone that I don't want to be there.
Shucks.
I don't know.
I
think for me, there's no need for you to like overthink it. Like, I think she will eventually catch up for the fact that you're not like keen with the fact that you guys can be friends. She will eventually catch up. Like, it eventually shows as time goes by. Oh, this person is So I absolutely think that as time goes, she'll eventually see and she'll just go. But for you, there's nothing that you can do from your side. Like,
right.
Don't do anything. Because sometimes you can actually tell a person, be like, I don't want to be your friend. And that seems so childish coming from me.
Yeah.
Like, that is so childish. So I think it's just best you just say, you just let things be. Let things be. I think it's better that way.
Yeah.
Rather than telling them about, Ashton Faith, now we are born.
I think got that nam di funny space into the kai. Because if I do let things be, persistent lom do.
So how is she persistent? Like, she always wants to spend time with you, or what's happening?
Spend time, you know, and the whole I'm just checking up on you. I don't let know regular people check up on me. Unless we chomiam, you know, please don't do that, because that's a boundary of mine.
That's going on in my life. And I mean, you're not that even close. Like,
we're not that close.
It's kind of weird if someone just comes up to you and be like, I was just checking on you. How are you? Like, what do you mean? That's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's best if you just tell her that, or you just have a conversation with her and be like, so do you want us to be friends? Like, serious friendship. I feel like mising her is also like bad. I think sometimes it's best to tell the person how you're feeling. Yeah, I think it would be best for you to do that. As you're saying, bah, she's a person who's persistent or is checking on you. But if she was like a person who was like forcing herself, bah, oh, can we spend time together? You know, can we have lunch together? You can easily mask that person, because you can tell them, bah, I'm busy. I'm busy with this and this, you know. So can we like... You know, but if she's a person who's constantly checking up on you, you can just tell them, but I'm sorry, but I don't think this thing of like friendship between you and I will work. It's not in a bad way. It's not that maybe I hate you.
Yeah.
Because some people feel like, oh, maybe she hates me.
Very valid.
So I think it's best if you just tell her that, girl, you're super amazing, but like, I don't think I want to be friends with a person, you know?
Oh, lohlobo.
Yes.
And we can't be meeting up every day, girl.
Yeah.
I'm tired.
Like, sajola in.
Ah, ungege.
Sajola in.
Ungege.
Come on, guys. But some, speaking of friendships, mm-hmm. you know, some friendships will be like, girl, can we meet?
Mm.
Like, they spend so much time together.
Yeah.
They even kiss. Guys,
shucks.
Why do you kiss as girls?
No, but listen. Nam difuni adopt a local culture, guys.
No.
I kiss my mother.
No.
I kiss my siblings. Okay, I used to.
Mm-hmm.
No, Magas Bam kiss yeah. me on the cheek.
Yes.
Mastibana. I'm definitely
that,
going to grow that 1K
cringe,
culture.
Because, like, why? No.
Sitati zindozabu 1K.
No.
My sister just is letter.
I'm a 1K.
I'm a 1K. So what does it mean? That's letter.
Yeah, I'm a 1K. I shame. I feel like trendy. Like I'm slung.
Hey, bandas.
I trendy. Like
but it was very necessary.
Yeah,
it was. Yay.
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 So I'm a 2K. Honest.
The only thing that they did right was music and fashion.
Yes.
La lela o.
Yes. There was this video of Fusima that she did on TikTok
mm-hmm.
where she's actually wearing
she
like,
has a new account now.
She has a new account. Oh.
Does she?
I don't know.
Mkabela I banned him, does it?
I didn't actually like see her TikTok handle.
Yeah.
But I was actually looking at the video and she was like wearing a blazer. Mm. And so she's basically trying to convey this message about I'm a 1K. They love blazers. You know those colorful blazers
yeah.
with white t-shirts underneath.
Nude lip gloss.
Yes. Your red lips.
Hey.
Your ripped jeans and your those big sunglasses.
Yes.
I'm like, guys, what's going on?
Each homie must be in a matching outfit.
Yes, those are their things.
I'm
like,
ah,
guys, you know when someone tells me, we should wear matching outfits, I'm like, no. Why? Why?
It's not a bad thing, though.
No, I absolutely hate it, guys. Like,
I think
why?
If ninga matching a color, but you don't necessarily have to wear the exact same outfit.
Yes, that's the thing. We can match with colors, yes. colors that actually look good together.
Definitely.
But I'm not getting ashamed.
Nice time.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm not going to. I'm sorry.
I get you, though.
Like, it looks weird, guys. Like, it looks like we're children. What if mina ngiwuthanda local?
Oh my goodness. But as we come to the conclusion of the show.
Yeah, it has been nice.
It has been a lovely episode.
It has been.
Listen.
Hopefully two more, man. I absolutely love being in your space. You're so calm. So
oh, thank
serenading.
You.
Yeah. I mean.
Lovely auras is mechayo.
Yes.
Definitely.
Yes,
listen.
I absolutely love it. Man, it was so amazing. Shout
it
out
was
to
a lovely show.
Our queen, Kawe Gazi Mazaleni.
Listen.
For being our Miss South Africa 2025.
Represented Eastern Cape well.
Yes, when we're absolutely looking forward to what she is going to be doing.
Definitely.
In her reign.
Mm.
So, yeah, I absolutely love it. And of
and
course.
We are super proud.
Good luck to our girl,
Uribone. One of our own.
Go and eat up that stage, girl.
Definitely.
And we wish you all the luck in the world.
Mm.
We are behind you as Madiba's Radio, supporting you. And guys, please do and make sure and go and watch Ilokunjani, eSuperSport MVP talent
Definitely.
Search
on
eSuperSport,
yeah.
Goody STV channel 161 and 206, if I'm not mistaken.
Definitely.
Yes.
And we also hope that Uye comes
yes.
on the 13th of December.
Yes, so that we can have one last fun before the year ends. It's
exactly.
been a crazy year.
It's been a very crazy year. Listen, I
been.
Am excited that it's ending.
Yes.
So lovely.
And it's your final year.
Oh, listen.
Oh, man. But I'm glad you're saying bao yabuya next year. So.
Definitely.
Yabuya, that is quite really amazing. And good luck for you. It's your
Thank
final
you so
exam.
And good luck for you for
yes.
your exams.
Good luck. It's my first ever exam.
Shucks. How are you feeling?
Oh, man. Ho, ho, ho. I'm so scared.
Because,
like, guys, I feel like, guys, there's something that we do as, like, students.
Yeah.
Be like, yo, guys, but my exams, yo. And then when Mrs. Balile, like, that certain exam, and we discuss on the group and be like,
I don't like that.
Did you see that question? And you be like, ah, guys, come on.
Aye, my kids. Come on. Don't and you psych see yourselves people out.
Talking about their answers and you wrote a total different shucks, answer. Shucks, shucks. Guys, can we please cut off that energy? Like, it's so depressing. Please, please, please. But guys, good luck to everyone.
Definitely.
Guys, please don't panic. Make sure that you relax, eat. Tone down on those energy drinks and turbo vibes. Definitely. Study. Make sure that you study. We're locking in for the last time. Hey, Soli, next year. I don't regret. I'm also put my results.
Hey, listen, my city mood of the day is definitely perseverance, regardless of the tough times.
Yes.
Definitely.
Yes, perseverance, guys. That is the mood of the week for us, like Emma Dibas. And also main character energy.
Definitely.
Yes,
Kai.
Main character energy. Just,
oh, definitely.
Wake up in the morning and feel yourself and be like, yes, I am that girl. I'm that boy.
Exactly.
You know, come to campus feeling yourself. And make sure that you study, study, and study. You won't regret it at the end.
Not at all.
And for those who are trying to save money, guys, I'm sorry. If it didn't work out, we'll try again next year.
Exactly.
I'm one of those people, by the way.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Listen, it's been a lovely episode.
Yes, it has
My name
been.
Is Umi Vuyongwengwe. You guys call me Mivs, and I'm sitting with...
For me, someone's pretty yellow, and we are not saying goodbye.
Not at all.
No,
Bandase.
We're definitely going to still. You're still going to hear us. Yes, we're not going anywhere.
Listen, same time, for today, same place.
Yes,
next week.
Next week, guys. We love you.
We love you lots. Bye.
The best youth station in the Bay. Matina's Radio.
Sleep. What's that? If late night scrolling has you staring at the ceiling, try Really Calm Night, a calming combo that improves sleep quality and helps you sleep for longer to wake up feeling refreshed. No sleepless nights, just good mornings. Really Calm Night. Sleep well. Live well. Cipla. Caring for life.